As the week comes to a close, we're left worried about the state of financial markets. We've just come through a run of central bank meetings, and on net, the takeaway has been that central banks remain committed to or seriously thinking about higher rates going forward. What's interesting and highly concerning in our view is that while the market has agreed with this view at most of these central banks, it refuses to come to that same conclusion with respect to the Fed. We have just come out of a Fed decision in which the central bank dot plot clearly laid out an expectation among central bankers that rates would be going higher still in the months ahead. And yet here, investors have chosen to disregard the messaging, instead opting to price in a Fed that has reached the end of the tightening cycle. The resulting price action has seen U.S. equities racing to fresh yearly highs and starting to think about closing back in on record highs, and a U.S. dollar back under quite a bit of pressure. Of course, moves out of China to ease up on monetary policy this week in an effort to add more stimulus to the economy have also played a part in the risk on vibes. But the question remains, why are investors so sure the Fed has got it wrong here? After years and years of record low subdued inflation, inflation has finally reversed course and accelerated back to the top side. But we are worried that signs of cooling off and potential consolidation could be misconstrued as signs of a cyclical top. Surely the argument that inflation is still a risk in 2023 is an argument that shouldn't be as readily dismissed as it has been. The bottom line is that stocks want to always be pushing higher. And so investors are motivated to be looking for an excuse to make bets that this is the way things should be. But the difference in 2023 is that unlike the many years post-financial markets crisis of 2008, where the Fed would consistently bend to the will of the market, we've reached a point where this is no longer, and the Fed continues to send a different message. And so as impressive as the run higher in risk assets has been in recent weeks, we also worry that the market has grown far too confident with its theory on the inflation and monetary policy outlook. With that said, we believe investors should be proceeding with extreme caution.